This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yes, singles. Santa, it's Erin Tillman, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. That is Santa Baby by the beautiful Eartha Kitt back in the day. Way back in the day, Eartha Kitt. Great song. A kind of a, you know, answer to the traditional holiday Christmassy songs. I just want to say, welcome to the show. This is the holiday dating show. The holidays, as some of you know, can be a very complicated time of the year for new couples and singles. I don't know why we make it so complicated, but you know what? Maybe it's just the nature of the holiday season. It's a little complicated, right? You know, maybe you're dating somebody new and you're like, I want to get them something small, but I don't want to go too big, you know, because I don't want to like step up or amp up the speed of our relationship with a gift, you know, indirectly. Maybe you're single and you're like, I hate the holidays because everyone's pairing up and I feel way like all alone because I'm not dating anybody. It's a complicated time of year. It's also kind of what I like to so fondly refer to as breakup season. And that's basically just this time of year is there's a lot of breakups from like Halloween until, you know, around, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, like all these things. It gets a little crazy. Hopefully this episode will help you navigate through all of that, you know, because really it should be a joyous time of year, a time for togetherness and friends gatherings and, you know, mistletoe smooches and all these things, but it can be a little stressful if we aren't prepared. Okay, so I want to give a shout out real quick to Hitch, the app Hitch. It's brand new. It's launching now, and they are sponsoring this episode. So thanks to the people at Hitch. It's a great new dating app. On a commercial break, I will tell you a little bit more about that. And again, a shout out to Hitch dating app. Check them out. They are, it is available now for download, actually, for free in the App Store. So check them out. Hitch, like the movie Hitch, like Will Smith style, you know? All right, so let's jump right into all of it, okay? I've got 6 dating hacks for singles and new couples during the holidays. What's a dating hack? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Basically, a dating hack is something that's going to help you, like something that you can use. It's a dating tool that you can put in your toolbox that will help you get through tough times, tough periods in the dating scene, in your single life. And like I said before, the holidays can be that. So we're talking, you know, from now basically through the new year, because New Year's should be lumped into that too. You know, there's tons of parties and gatherings. Let's start off, okay? Let's just start with the list. Okay, number 1, if you're single, please, please, please be social, okay? For those of you who are single and looking to date somebody, or open to dating and relationships and all of these things, open to meeting somebody interesting, or open to mingling in a dating sort of a way, this is like the perfect time of year for you, okay? Hear me out. So, why is it the perfect time of year? Because there are so many parties and social gatherings. There's work parties, there's friends parties, there's, you know, nonprofit volunteering things happening. There's so many social things out there right now. If you are looking for, you know, something social to do, or if you're one of the single people out there who's like, oh my gosh, there's never anything to do, I can never meet people, like what the heck? This is the time for you, okay? Get out there. Doesn't mean you have to be out there every, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, every weekend, up until New Year's, but it would help you. It would behoove you, so to speak, to go out and mingle with people because everyone's out right now. Everyone is out mingling with each other. It's the perfect time of year for that. Not to mention, and I'm not saying this in a, you know, predatory kind of way, but it's a great time to meet other people who are single and kind of lonely, or kind of, you know, wanting a snuggle buddy, or wanting a smooch under the mistletoe. A lot of people are looking for that during this time of year. So again, kind of a really great time of year if you're single. So think of it that way. We're reframing the, oh, woe is me, I'm single during the holidays, reframing it to, oh my God, this is amazing, I'm single during the holidays, and look at all these other single people out and about, and they're all there and at this party and at that party and at my friend's house and all that stuff. So get out there. That's number one. If you're single, be social, okay? I can't emphasize that enough. Please, get out there and make it happen. You're fabulous, and there's a lot of fabulous single people out there, okay? Guys and girls. All right, number two. If you are dating somebody new, what do you do when you have a work party? Or, you know, your close, close friend is having some sort of get-together. Do you bring that new crush to the work party or the social gathering? Okay, so number two. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with whether or not you bring somebody to a social gathering or a close friend's party or even a family party? Okay, here's the rule of thumb. If you've been dating somebody, you feel super comfortable with them, you feel like you want to introduce them to colleagues, family, friends, all those things, bring them out, okay? If they're maybe new in your life, but you know, again, you feel like you've gotten to know them pretty well, you feel like they have some level of integrity, they're showing you who they really are, it's been maybe 3 months or more, although time frames are not set in stone here. But I would say the longer you know somebody, even in early relationships, the more you get to know them and the more you can, you know, make sure they're not going to embarrass you and get wasted at your work function, that kind of a thing. Okay. So if you do feel like there's a solid foundation there, you'd like to see that person more, feel free to bring them to a work party or a friend's gathering or a family function. Now, if you are not planning to go that route with your new love interest, with your new crush, if you're kind of like, yeah, they're cool and all, but I don't really see a future here, you might want to rethink bringing them to something where there's a bunch of people who are close in your inner circle of friends or colleagues or family, okay? This is why. I think maybe it's not obvious, but I'm going to tell you why. Because the thing is, the holidays is a specific kind of year where emotions are amped up and things might mean more to some people than they might mean to you. For example, if you're dating someone, they think you're the best thing ever and they see a future with you, but you don't. It's really important that you don't start introducing them to everyone in your life because that might send a mixed message, right? That might definitely send a mixed message to them and they might construe that as, oh my gosh, this person wants to get serious. Now, listen, I always say it's not good to make assumptions, right, when dating, but it does send a specific kind of a message if you are inviting somebody you just met a month ago or a couple weeks ago or someone you're just, you know, having sexy fun times with, not in a serious way in terms of, you know, monogamy or exclusivity or coupledom, if you bring them to something where it's like your best friends since you were 5 years old and your colleagues who, you know, you've known for 10 years and stuff, it's going to send a message like, wow, this person brought me to their work function or is introducing me to their best friends. This must mean something. Just know, and again, whether that's right or wrong for that person, for your crush to assume this, just know that it's sending a message. So before you invite somebody new that you're dating to a work function or something like that, just be aware that it's sending a message. If you're okay with how that might look to them, totally invite them. Like, why not? Have fun. Smooch it up under the mistletoe. Have some eggnog. Not too much. You know, moderation and such. Especially at work functions. Oh, my goodness. but yes, but just be aware of it. That sends a message if you send someone new or bring someone new to a holiday function and, you know, there's going to be something that happens after the holidays. What do you do? On January 2nd, right, after New Year's and everything, that person, your crush, is going to be like, oh, my gosh, I just spent the whole holiday season with my crush. And, oh, my gosh, I met all of their people, and it's awesome. And I think it's going to be, we're going to live happily ever after. And then you're thinking on January 2nd, I don't know. That was a lot of togetherness time over the holidays. I'm not sure I want to see this person anymore. So to eliminate any drama associated with all of that, think twice, think hard about who you bring to a friend gathering, a work party, etc. Okay, number three, let's move on because the list is good. It's getting good. I can feel it. I can feel you're like, oh my gosh, but now what do I do, dating advice girl? I'm going to tell you. Number three, gift giving. Okay, I've been doing this for 8 years now. I've been in the dating advice coaching realm for 8 years, and this is one of the top things that people are always a little bit confused about. Singles get a little stressed out about. Totally get it. I've been stressed out in the past about this. Listen, I'm not gonna lie, I still get stressed out about it. If I'm dating somebody new and then the holidays are around, I'm like, oh my gosh, what kind of gift am I gonna get this person? I'm still getting to know them. I might not know them that well. I don't want to get something that's too pricey because that might send the wrong message. Okay, so number three, gift giving. Give a gift that matches where you are in your relationship currently with this person, okay? Let's talk about it. All right, so if if you want to get your potential love interest something amazing, you don't mind spending, you know, dropping a little cash on them, you're really excited, you think they're amazing, you're going to give them this gift. If you guys aren't on the same page, like if there hasn't been like a relationship conversation or exclusivity conversation, or, you know, if it's not established where you guys are in terms of a dating process, you know, say you've been dating a couple months and you see a future, but they don't necessarily, but maybe you haven't even talked about it, what do you get them? It's important to have those conversations. Now, I'm not saying have a conversation before you go to the mall or go on Amazon.com. I'm not saying that necessarily, like, okay, now where are we? Okay, I'm going to buy this kind of gift. But in your next conversations, maybe throw out hints like, you know, I think this is going great. Or, hey, I want to invite you to my work party. Would you be interested in that? You know, or, you know, my parents are coming into town. Like, would it be weird for me to invite you to hang out with us, like, for cocktails one night or something like that? Gauge their reaction. If they have a reaction like, whoa, this is too soon, too much, I don't know if I want to meet your family, or just if they feel a little bit like that's rushed, if it seems like the reaction is a little overwhelmed, then match your gift accordingly. Maybe instead of buying something that's super expensive, do something that's like an experience, like a nice dinner, or, you know, maybe there's an experiential type thing, like you could go, like there's caroling, there's ice skating, like there's a lot of stuff like that. Like maybe do like a holiday fun time gift experience is the gift, where you go ice skating and hot chocolate, and then maybe you go hear carolers or go caroling or something like that, or go to a movie, you know, all of these things. Pick a few experiences you can do, but so it's just like a heightened date for you. So it's just like one step up from your normal dates. Something like that is a really great holiday, quote unquote, gift, you know, during the holiday season. That's not something that's going to break the bank, that's going to send maybe more of a message than you want to send, or might scare that person off if it's, again, like really early on in your dating process there. You know, do something that's experiential. Otherwise, something personalized is really great too. Now, personalized meaning, you know, not necessarily like, don't get something engraved for them necessarily. Again, that's a lot of effort, and that might mean something way bigger than you want it to mean. But something that's like, oh man, you know, there's a lot of like, even if it was like a really nice card or like one of those, I love those giant cards that you can like literally, or like a big poster. Those are so fun. Something like that would be really great with a really nice message written inside. Or, you know, maybe there's something they told you that they love that you were like, oh yeah, I want to get that person this thing. And maybe it's like a little trinket they collect. Like people collect Hello Kitty or, you know, those kind of things. Maybe it's something small that you know is meaningful to them that they really like, you know, that's personalized to them. And then, you know, it's like you made an effort, you listen to what they like, and so that makes an effort rather than buying them a diamond ring, you know, that kind of thing. So it's more about listening to what that person might be into or doing something experiential that they might enjoy. Again, we're focusing on the early dating process. So this is for new couples. If you're stumped for what to get that person because you're still getting to know them and you're not totally sure like what they would 100% like or not, it's something experiential, an experience out in the world during the holiday season is great. That's heightened one step up from your normal dates. Or again, something that's small, personalized, that you know they would like based on their likes, something they collect or a certain brand that they like of watches or whatever. But again, don't overspend, because overspending sends a bunch of messages. And honestly, like, maybe you aren't looking to like bump your relationship up to the next level. If you spend a lot of money on a gift, you're gonna set a precedent. So the next gift you get is gonna have to be in line with, it doesn't have to, but the expectation is that next gift is gonna be in line with that in terms of money, or is gonna be in line with that in terms of how much you spent or the meaning attached to it. So just know that gifts, and that's why we get stressed out, I totally get it, but just don't overspend, don't go too big. Keep it simple, just a bump up from your normal experiences and gift giving. Okay, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break, you guys. And again, thank you so much to Hitch for sponsoring the fabulous, fabulous holiday episode here at the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. All right, and we'll see you right back after the break with number 4, 5, and 6 of the 6 dating hacks for singles and new couples during the holidays. I'll see you in a sec. Stay tuned. Have you ever known two people who would be perfect for each other? I know I have. Maybe you see yourself as a little bit of a Cupid. Well, I've got some awesome news for you. Hitch is a brand new introductions app which allows you to browse through your circles of friends and request to be introduced to somebody or set up two friends yourself. It doesn't matter if you're single or taken, anyone can use Hitch to introduce or get introduced. Hitch wants to help the world establish meaningful connections. Personally, I find that so much of my time is taken up online, swiping through strangers, maintaining friendships, and relying on technology to find a great match. Hitch believes that friends know better than all those computers. They want you to introduce friends and create amazing experiences in real life. For a limited time only, you can get a sneak preview of the brand new app. Download now for free on the App Store.
Listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
What do you mean?
Indeed. What do you mean? What do you mean when you send that gift? That's what we're talking about here on the holiday episode of the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. I'm giving you 6 dating hacks for singles and new couples during the holidays. So we've already done 1, 2, and 3. Let's recap. Number 1, if you're single, be social. Get out there. Single people are everywhere right now. They're everywhere. We're everywhere, so get out there and meet them, because this is the perfect time of year. Everyone is out and about at parties, etc. Get out there. Number 2, be cautious about bringing a new crush or love interest to a friend party, work party, or holiday party. If you're dating somebody new, just be aware. Are you ready to introduce them to your world? Okay. Number 3, gift giving. So give a gift or experience that matches where you are in the relationship. Okay, so let's move on to number 4. Let's do this. Is it time to meet the parents? Now, this is probably more for you who have been dating for a little bit longer. Maybe you've been dating, you know, several months, 6 months, you know, something like that. Maybe you've only been dating a couple months, but you do feel like it's getting more serious. Do you take them to meet your parents if you're local, or do you want to fly them to your parents' house to meet them that way? I actually know of a girl, a single girl who is a friend of a friend and or in an adjacent circle of friends, and she went to her love interest's hometown for Thanksgiving, and it went horribly wrong. There was a weird racial thing that happened because her parents were a little bit, like, not happy that she was of a different ethnicity, and it became this huge thing, and this girl had flown to a different state with her love interest to meet his parents, and it was this whole thing, and it was awkward, and he was trying to, like, be cool with his parents, but be cool with his girl, and it was a whole crazy thing. So, do you want to bring your love interest to meet your parents, or do you want to go meet theirs? Think hard about it. If you guys have been dating for a longer time, like, for example, if you go to meet one of your parents and there is a weird family conflict where, you know, their parents aren't nice to you or something, if your relationship has been more established and it's a little bit longer, it's going to be easier for you to manage all of that. And it's going to be easier for, you know, hopefully you and your love interest will have more of a solid foundation if you've been dating longer. So if anything like that were to happen, there would be more of a resolution than awkwardness. Especially if you fly out of state or out of the country to meet someone's family and it goes horribly wrong, you feel a little bit like trapped there. Like maybe you don't know anybody else in that city or state, you know? And if your love interest doesn't handle it well, that is a really, I guess it could be a really good indicator if you want to go on a limb and take that risk. But I would say for those of you who are more practical and don't want to put yourself in a potentially weird or awkward situation, I would say wait until you're really sure that there's some potential there to meet someone's family. Here is the caveat, or here's the exception. I am part of a family. Some of my family members are just like, I just want to meet who's in your life. So it doesn't mean anything if you bring a boyfriend around. Like, we're not going to think you're getting married. Like, we're laid back about it. If you have a family like that, have at it. Awesome. Go for it. Bring whoever you want. But a lot of families are more traditional. It does send a bigger message to a family if you do bring someone home. And again, we're talking about amping up your relationship or putting it into high gear. If you bring someone home, again, if you and your love interest think differently about what that means, it could amp up your relationship into like high gear exclusivity way quicker. Okay. So if you're not on that path where you see yourself with this person long term, and they feel like, oh my God, meeting their parents is like the big thing. It's going to change our relationship and we're going to be together forever. Then maybe don't invite that person to meet your parents right away. Okay. So again, judge you and your love interest relationship. Is that going to mean something bigger? And actually, like, again, communication, singles. You know, ask them, what is it like for them when they meet someone's parents? Is that a big deal for them or is it not a big deal? You know, have those conversations so you know whether or not to ask them to fly home with you to Alabama to meet, you know, grandma and grandpa or whatever, you know. So just, again, think it through, have a conversation, and decide accordingly if it's time for them to meet your parents or not, or your family. Number five, if you're going out of town, keep in touch. Oh my gosh, I can't emphasize this one enough too. For whatever reason, sometimes we go out of town and we're just like, we're in our own little out of town home family friends world, and we forget that we were dating somebody back in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or wherever we lived, London, Paris, wherever. Okay, if you're going out of town solo, if you're going out of town to go back home for the holiday solo and your love interest is back where you live, And you want to keep dating them, if you want to keep them in your life and keep dating them when the holidays are done on January 2nd or whenever you're coming back to town, make sure to keep in touch with them, okay? So many singles sabotage any relationship potential because they go out of town, they totally forget their love interest because they're all in their own world, just like, oh, I'm having fun back home. And they forget that that person that they're making a connection with or were making a connection with is still there thinking about them. Maybe they didn't go home, but even if they did, it's like, okay, if this person means something to you or potentially does, keep in touch. Phone calls, text messages, those kind of things are super important during the holidays if you're not with your love interest through the holiday season, okay? Keep in touch. I can't emphasize that enough because what ends up happening? Oh, I'll tell you. You come back into town January 2nd and your love interest is dating somebody else, or they've moved on and are like, oh, I didn't think you were still interested because I didn't hear from you for 2 weeks, so I moved on. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let this happen to you, singles, okay? If you're going out of town, it's real easy. There's really no excuse to not communicate with people these days. There's just so many ways to be in touch, okay? Skype. Hello. You can do a face-to-face, FaceTime, whatever you want to do. Just keep in touch with the people you're dating, because it's really important so that, you know, you're not being egotistical and just expecting them to be waiting around and just, you can just pick up where you left off without any communication while you were away. Don't be that single person. Do not be that single person. All right, we're wrapping up the show. Number 6, be honest with yourself and your crush, okay? If you are just not feeling things, you know, going in a serious direction, and for your love interest, like we talked about earlier, if your love interest spending the holidays together means a lot and it's a big deal and it means that you're officially a couple, then maybe it's important to have a conversation. Again, I did say this is breakup season. I'm not encouraging you to break up, but it's important to be honest. Like, if someone's thinking, oh, this is our first Christmas together or our first New Year's together, this means that we're officially official. And you're still like, I just want to have some fun. That might mean that your objectives and goals are not on the same page. They aren't aligned. And so it might be important to have that conversation during the holidays. Because again, if one of you is going away especially, it might be the perfect time to have that conversation. Because then at least you'll have some space if you do indeed decide that it's not a good pairing. Either way, though, let's talk about the bright side of that. If you're honest with yourself and your crush, like, you know, if you're really honest with yourself, you might be like, you know, I really do like this person I'm seeing. I really like them way more than I expected. And it's scary and I'm nervous, but it's awesome. And I want to be honest with myself. And I do want to invite them home, or I do want to spend the holidays with them, or I'm not going to go home to see my family. I'd rather just stay here with my new love interest, you know, be honest with yourself, you know. Because it's important, like, time's too short. I know that's a cliche, but really, life is short, time is short, and you want to be honest with yourself so that you're making sure that you're enjoying what you're involved in, you know, and making sure that that person you're with is enjoying it. Because if they're not enjoying being with you, what's the point? Let them be on their way, and you can attract someone else who's really enthusiastic about wanting to be around you, okay? So there you go. That's the list. That's the list, singles. So there you go. I wish everyone an amazing, amazing holiday season. We'll be back for a full edition of breakup season. I think we're going to do a whole show about that because it's such a big deal and it's hard. You know, it's hard. This is a sensitive time of year. And, you know, if you are expecting to, like, you know, do something fun during the holidays with someone you care about, and then all of a sudden it, you know, crashes and burns, you're like, what do I do? I feel like totally lost, and that was unexpected. So we're going to do something about breakup season here soon too, so we can power through it into the new year. Yeah. All right, you guys, have an amazing, amazing holiday season. And again, do you use these 6 dating hacks to make your holiday season amazing with the people you're dating. And if you're single, be social. I can't express that enough. Okay. And a big thank you again to Hitch dating app. They're amazing. Check them out again for free in the App Store. You can download their app for free. Check it out. Okay. All right. I will see you guys next time. I am Erin Tillman, the dating advice girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you next time. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving.